Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed by the Lord, and know that we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And before we begin the message that I'd like to share this week, and well, we might even go a little longer than a week, it's the power of the name of Jesus. And while if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, sometimes the very basic foundational things you learn as a young Christian, we tend to get comfortable and think we understand and have the fullest revelation and knowledge of the truths of the words that Jesus spoke. But first of all, we have to remember that God is continually building His church, and there are some that are babes in Christ, and there's much they need to learn and understand through the preaching of the Word of God. But as we walk with the Lord, there are depths and treasures of knowledge and wisdom and revelation found in Scripture that the Lord is able to give to us only as we are able to receive that truth. And that's why the Word of God is truly alive. That Word of God speaks to us in the course of our Christian journey. As a young babe in Christ, the Holy Spirit will bring out things that are tremendously important and exciting. And as we continue to walk with the Lord, it's the same word. It does not change, but we begin to see new shades of meaning, of understanding, of revelation that the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, and He's the most wonderful of teachers, He knows the truths that we are able not only to hear, but to be able to receive and respond to those truths. So having said that, before we go into the ministry of the Word, let's take a moment to pray. Father, I thank You for the privilege of coming together in the Spirit and allowing God's Spirit and the Word of God to minister to our hearts. Father, I pray for every listener. And Lord, You see the trials, the troubles, the battles they're going through. Father, I thank You that we have victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, You've given us exceeding great and precious promises. You promised that You would never leave us nor forsake us. You would be with us until the end of the age. And so, Father, we thank You for the grace and the strength and the provision that is needed in the lives of every single one who's listening. Father, whether that's spiritual or physical, financial, circumstantial, with loved ones, Lord, we thank You. It is Your will to meet all of our needs. And Lord, that word all is totally comprehensive. And so, Father, we worship You, we bless You, and thank You, Lord, that whatever our needs are, as we make them known to You, Lord, that You will hear and You will answer according to Your wisdom and in Your timing, that which will bring greatest glory to You and that which will bring greatest blessing and benefit in our lives. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to talk about the power we have in the name of Jesus. And if we search the Scriptures, we will find answers to the problems that arise in our daily lives, or perhaps the very thing that is needed to supply our need. And this is a concept you may not have considered. Sometimes we just focus on our difficulties, the things that we need or asking God for, but that the Lord's desire, His heart, is to bless His children. Is He not our Heavenly Father if we've received Jesus as our Savior? If so, if our natural father, a good natural father, would desire to bless his children, how much more does our Heavenly Father desire to reveal to us and to give to us and to show us the abundance of his love and mercy toward his children? Now, in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, there are 14 verses that are very profound and absolute. These are promises that God has spoken. Now, they were spoken to Israel, but we are, if we are Gentiles, we are one man in Christ. God has joined together in Jesus, Jew and Gentile. Remember the word that was given to Abraham, "In you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And I'm not going to read those 14 verses, but just maybe highlight some. In verse 1, the Lord begins by saying, "If you'll hearken diligently, if you'll observe and do all the commandments which I command you this day," and of course we know his commandments, his will, his heart's desire, is found in the Word of God, Old and New Testaments. And in verse 2, he goes on to say, "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And I'm just going to paraphrase and go through verses quickly. Basically, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, in the fruit of your body, your children, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine and the flocks. You shall be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. And if you have enemies, the Lord will cause your enemies to be smitten before your face. They might come out against you one way, but they'll flee from you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in the storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. Isn't that an exciting promise? And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And verse 9, "And the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." And it goes on to talk about being plenteous in goods. And in verse 12, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain in the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou," in verse 13, "the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and not beneath." And it's all hinging on if you will hearken and obey and do the commandments of the Lord. Well, the Lord has been very clear, both to his people under the old covenant, as well as the new. Remember, Jesus said, "If you will love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and if you would love your neighbor as yourself, on these hang all the law, the Ten Commandments, the rules God gave to Israel through Moses. And if you would love your neighbor as yourself, this is the second commandment." But do you know, when Jesus, at the Last Supper, he added a new commandment. He enhanced that second one, and he said, "If love one another as I have loved you." And so, beloved, the Lord's way is a way of simplicity. It talks in Isaiah, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but a fool, there's a highway, and a fool can walk therein and not be deceived or turned aside. So God's way is simple. And so what I've shared with you, we see the heart of God, that he wants to bless his people. God loves to show his power to deliver, to heal, and to save. And in this hour then which we are living, he loves you, brother and sister, and he is giving, he's beginning to give revival in the nations of the earth. It says in the latter times he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He says that through Joel. And so he is giving us an exhibition of his wonder-working power, saving great numbers, healing the sick, the lame, filling believers with the Holy Spirit, taking his people into a place of blessing with him that we've not known before. And more is to come. When we read at the lame man at the gate, beautiful, remember that, as Peter and John were about to go into the temple, Peter told him to look on us. In other words, give us your attention. Silver and gold have I none. They didn't have money, the world's wealth. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Our God, beloved, is a God of miracles, and He wants to work miracles in your life. He hasn't changed. Some people say, well, you know, the miracles that Jesus did, the miracles the early church did, that was just for the time of the early church to get it established. No, beloved, God has not changed. As Christians, we have the legal right and the redemptive right to use the name of Jesus in asking and receiving from God. Matthew 18:18 and 19 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And of course, we understand this is true when just a few gather together or we're in church services where Jesus is being lifted up. But also, beloved, I believe it takes place when we are joined in the Spirit. It can take place through technology, media that God has given in the last century, through radio, through television. Beloved, there is no limitation to the power of God and His desire to reach out to those who are hurting. And so I'm believing that we are just in the beginning of the times of revival, that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has been promised, that has been prophesied before the end comes and Jesus finally does return. Praise God. Well, I have much more to share with you, but if you are struggling in areas of your life, if you have prayer needs, as always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I alone answer the mail, and I know you'll be encouraged and blessed. We've got files after files of testimonies of not only answered prayer, but those who have been blessed through the ministry of correspondence. The announcer will give you our contact information. I invite you to write. Should you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, because I will answer you personally, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, and I pray for not only my partners, but my radio family every day. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.